Bow.
Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Cybershot Podcast. Cybershot Podcast. Cybershot Podcast. Take one. Take one. Lights. Take one. Lights. Camera. Camera.
Action. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Allow me to introduce myself. I am Cybershot, the host of Cybershot Podcast. And today on Cybershot Podcast, we're going to talk about podcasting versus YouTube. That's right. Being a podcaster versus being a YouTuber. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Yo, Cyber. Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Yo, Cyber. Wow.
Here we go.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yo, Cyber. Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yo, Cyber. Yo, Cyber.
Wow.
Yo, Cyber.
Okay. Okay. My bad. My bad. I'm a little rusty. I am a little rusty. But anyway, first and foremost, I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you for stopping by the station. Hey, if you celebrate the holidays, I hope you and your family had a very, very lovely time indeed. And I mean that. Shout out to the Cyber Nation. What's up? What's going on? Now, check this out. You've probably been wondering where I've been. Or not. Hopefully you have. But anyway, yo, check this out. I have been doing a lot of research. I have been doing a lot of reinventing myself, per se, if you will. You know what I'm saying? One thing in this social media game, also in life, you want to be successful. First of all, you have to work for it. You know what I'm saying? You have to work for it. Number two, you always have to be consistent. And number three, reinvent yourself. You constantly have to reinvent yourself. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, let's talk about podcasting. We're going to start off talking about podcasting. Now, podcasting is something to where you can really express yourself. You know what I'm saying? I love podcasting. I'm not going to lie to you. To be honest, this is my zen. This is my therapy. This gives me a peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, a lot of people, when they first start podcasting, they get caught up in the numbers, right? The podcast game and numbers are so very different from any other platform. You know what I'm saying? You might, wow, my numbers are low. Your numbers may be low, but however, the percentage that you're doing is higher than you think. No one will tell you that. I was in a rabbit hole. I've been in a rabbit hole for quite some time. I came out that bitch eating carrots and everything. Let's go. What's up, Doc?
So easy.
I make this look easy.
But seriously, though, check it out. Now, here's one thing I want to just put out there into the atmosphere. This is just from my personal research as being a podcaster, doing something that I love and I'm passionate about. Also, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to jump into the YouTube part of this, but right now we're on the podcasting. Now check this out. Podcasting is podcasting, right? Listen, you can build your podcast from the ground up. You will meet people that are great. You can meet some day ones. You can meet some dickheads. You can meet some people that you never, ever, ever, ever want to see again.
So easy.
You know what I'm saying? Cut it out. But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. Check it out. If you're podcasting, now a lot of people say, oh, the algorithm, there's no algorithm. Just be consistent. Check this out. Au contraire, Mumford. There is an algorithm. Now check this out. The podcast algorithm is way, way different from the YouTube algorithm. Now, check this out. As a podcaster, let's say you've been doing it for 2 years. You have people. You might not have as many listeners as you want, but you have listeners. You know what I'm saying? You built that foundation, right? You built that foundation and people are like, yo, where homeboy at? Where old girl at, man? She ain't did nothing in a minute. They could disappear for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. But no, but you know what? You heard me? Here I go. You know what? As soon as their notification comes on, or maybe something you saw on social media, you know, whatever the case may be, you're like, yo, there they go. And guess what? Don't push play. As soon as they drop that episode, you're going to push play. You know why? Because they have built a bond with you. You have built a bond with them. It's repetitive. You are a part of them. They are a part of you. You know what I'm saying? Why is this mic fading in and out like that? I'm rusty. But anyway, check it out. I'm saying that to say this. You could drop off. Some people have dropped off for a year. Put that episode up and bam, 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 bam. You might say, oh, I only got 15 people. But check it out. Where have you been for a year? You know what I'm saying? You've been gone for a year. Hello. And to come back, you can get it back. You know what I'm saying? You can get your day ones are going to be there. Your real day ones are going to be there regardless. Now, at the same standpoint and opportunity, you can build on a podcast. You can get new listeners. You know, if you have your craft down, you found your voice, you have a structured podcast and you do it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to be a problem. You can start over. You can build it up. You know what I'm saying?
So we.
I make this look easy.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. Now, as far as the podcast game is concerned, you could always come back. You can come back and get your consistency up, get your strategy down, get your structure down, and keep grinding. You can build like that. You know what I'm saying? On a podcast. Okay, that's just my take on it. That's just my take on it. That's just how I would like to share this with you today. That's how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? I just want to share that information with you. Take it as you like. Maybe to help you. Hopefully to help you. Hopefully to help you. Spell it.
H-O-F-O-U-L-E-L-P-U-Y. Hopefully to help you.
Oh, boy. But anyway, yo, check it out. Let's jump right on into this YouTube. I know you want to do that, right? You want to know what the difference is.
Now.
You got a whole lot of podcast.
F. Good content. Cap. But today. You are now vibing with Cyber One Pro Production.
That's right. Here we go. This is the difference. I'm going to tell you the difference between the algorithms. Check this out. Now, like I said, I've been in a rabbit hole for a while. About a month. I've been in a rabbit hole doing a lot of research, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that I found out is this. Check it out. Sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulties. Yeah. Good boy. I'm really rusty. All right. Bear with me. Check it out. Now, one thing I have found out, I have found some people, some of my day ones, their YouTube content is perfection. The audio is clean. The camera is clean. The content is structured. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. Check this out. Everyone is one podcast away. Everyone is one YouTube video away from changing their life. But check this out. Okay. Part one, the podcast part, right? You know what I mean? But you can easily, like I said, come back. But here's the thing about YouTube. Now, check this out. I'm going to drop this on you. I don't know if it's still like this now. But anyway, last week, if you were to get 100 views, guess what? The algorithm will kick you out an additional 700 people. That's right. Now, that's not saying you're going to get 700 views, but guess what? That's 700 more people. Now, check it out. Let's say you got 400. The algorithm's going to be like, hey, you know what? Let's shoot this guy out to another 1,400. You see what I'm saying? That's how it's working now. The YouTube algorithms are constantly changing. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I want to break down my YouTube station for you right quick. I have two YouTube stations. Yes, I do. I have one with the first one I've been messing around on 2 years, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, boom, boom, I'll do a video. I get on a run, you know what I'm saying? Like, boom, 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 I make 5 videos and chill out. I'm like, yo, man, up. Nobody's coming by and I don't get any views. I forget it, then I'll chill out for a month or two. You know what I'm saying? Now, check this out. This is the difference between the YouTube algorithm numbers and the podcast number. Check this out. You could have great content, clean audio, 4K camera work, and all of that. But guess what? The YouTube streets are mean. They don't give a fuck about that. There's no other way for me to say it. They don't give a fuck about you. Who are you? Now, with that being said, if you do a great quality video, right? You know, it could go viral. It could. But check this out. YouTube pushing you down, 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 down. You know what I'm saying? As far as that is concerned, you need to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Start out with maybe, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to start out with a long video. Just start out with whatever. Whatever you're comfortable at. Start out with that. You know what I'm saying? And be consistent. This is the key. The more you do it, the more you're relevant. Let me break that down even further. If you take, okay, let's say you're just starting out. Once a week, bam. Once a week, bam. Once a week, bam. The algorithm's going to be like, okay, I see you. I see you. I see you. Now, like I've always said, I broke my podcast down usually into 15 minutes. Yes, I can do an hour. I can do an hour, no problem. But check this out. With the sponsorship, in 1 hour, I could do 4 podcasts if I do 15-minute episodes, right? In the same time that you did that 1 hour. Now, don't get me wrong. You could blow up, you know, straight up to the top. Then again, maybe people tune out. This is just from my experience. 15 minutes to half an hour. That's gold. Because let's be honest, people's attention span is not worth a damn nowadays. But anyway, check this out. With that being said, it's better to do a 5-minute, 7-minute YouTube every day. You know what I'm saying? Every single day. And check this out. If you do 2 7-minute YouTube videos, that's 14 minutes versus doing a whole hour. You know what I'm saying? A whole hour podcast. That's cool. Don't get me wrong. There are people that can do an hour podcast. They can hold your attention. It's structured and it works out beautiful. Like I said, on YouTube, they don't give a damn about you. Nobody knows you. I'm just being straight up. Nobody knows who you, who the fuck are you? We don't care about you, man. Ooh, bitch, get out the way. Check this out. Who's your favorite YouTuber? Do they drop an episode every day? Do they drop an episode every day? Huh. How about this? Do they drop 2 episodes every day? Interesting. Now, I want you to check this out tomorrow. when you go to your favorite YouTuber, check them out and see how often that they drop an episode. You know what I'm saying? Most of them be on there like, yo, we do this daily. We do this daily. You know why? Because it's basically like a digital real estate. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain point, you can continue make money off of a video you did last year. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. And I was in a rabbit hole. Yeah. And shout out to the homie. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, if you're listening to this, which I don't think you are. But anyway, shout out to you. Give you credit for that. Yeah, man. Like I said, I've been in a rabbit hole checking out, doing a lot of research. Now, this is the reason why I have two YouTubes. One is because I'm on Haps TV. I'm digging Haps TV, but it's a free app. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you have to invest and you have to pay to play. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I love free apps. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are cool, and some of them will send you into a frenzy. You know what I'm saying? But now Haps TV, I go live. You know what I'm saying? I go live and I have the opportunity to multi-stream Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, Haps TV, and Twitch, Twitter, Haps TV. Oh yeah. Now see, they said that they were gonna have it so that you can go on Instagram. That's why I'm hanging in there. But here's my thing. They took the landscape mode out. You know what I'm saying? And that's irritating the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just doing that like once a month. I think I got, 38 subscribers on that page. And my other page, I have 2 subscribers. Yay. That's cool. That's cool, man. Hey, we all start from zero. So I'm not worried about that. So the key is to be consistent. Plus, on the one that I have, they're both called Cybershot, so I got to figure out how to link them two together and shit, man. The reason why, let me get back to that. The reason why I have two, going back to the Haps TV, it's unedited. You know, if it was, you know, once you do the live, boom, it's already uploaded. As soon as you hit in live, it's already on your YouTube and the other platforms. I like that. But what I don't like, you can't edit. You know what I'm saying? Now, which is on the laptop. I'm still on my Galaxy, man. I'm still on my Android. That's right. I'm still on my phone. Now, the other podcast, I can edit. You know what I'm saying? I can do it on my phone. I can do my background. I can add my music. I can do my transitions. I can do my, I can do my overlays and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Overlay, underlay. Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh. I'm tripping. But yeah, basically, that's what it is. So I just want to pull up to you guys and say, hey, man, do not get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? If you're a podcaster, you can always take a break. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying this to say this. You want to be a YouTuber, dedicate yourself to once a week, at least once a week. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself 6 months. That's right. 6 months. Once a week. You know what I'm saying? Just be honest with yourself. Now, I'm consistent because I'm alternating. I'm going to drop the one on Haps TV down to once a week. Probably on Wednesdays. I'm going to do a live stream. But on the other one, I'm grinding every day. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody on Haps TV. I hope that you hit that link on Apple Podcast. Did you hit the link or nah? They got some cool people on there, man. A lot of people on there are from Periscope, so they've been live streaming for quite some time. And there's a difference, you know, like you have some structured podcasters on there, you know what I'm saying? 72 The Architect, Mr. No Show, when they go on there. And when I go on there, like, boom, yo, check it out. I do my podcast on there and upload it to YouTube. I'm not on there like, hey, what you doing? Hey, check it out, man. I'm walking my dog in the snow and he's taking the shit. Yeah, all right, then it works for you. I see you got a lot of followers doing that shit, literally. But anyway, check it out, man. Once again, This your main man, Cybershots. I hope that each and every one of y'all have a 1,000 blessings on your endeavors. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. We gone.